So I've got some cooked rockfish because I knew that I didn't have a place to bake this. And I broke it up into smaller pieces. I've got the rice that's already cooked. So we've got a hot pan, got these vegetables cooking.
My name is Rob Kinnean. I'm an Alaskan chef. And I'm currently living in Anchorage, but I was born in Southeast Alaska.
Just crack an egg or two, actually maybe three.
So tonight we came in and to homeroom here at Mount Edgecombe High School, and we made some fresh rolls. And what I like to do is take something like a fresh roll that's pretty common and then integrate sort of traditional foods into that. So kind of a contemporary recipe with traditional foods. So we had the rice paper, the spring roll wraps, and vermicelli noodles and carrots and celery. But then we accented it with smoked salmon and sea asparagus and goose tongue and black seaweed. And then we had seal oil as well. So that's nothing that you would ever get at a restaurant or anything, but at the same time, it's something that kind of takes those traditional foods and gives them kind of a new light to look at as far as what you can do with them.
Who are you, and where are you from?
Pilani Myers, and I'm from Angoon.
So have you ever eaten the spring rolls before?
I've had Thai spring rolls, but not this. It's really good, only because I put the ingredients in there.
What's your favorite traditional food?
Pickled gumboots, pickled fish, smoked fish, dried fish, herring egg salad. Yep. Okay, cool.
My name is Kara Ingram, and I'm from Dillingham.
Okay, Kara, what's your favorite food from home?
Probably salmon berry agouda.
How's that made?
First, like, you pick the berries, and then you add sugar and Crisco, yeah. And you mix that all together, and then you eat it.
Omega-3 fatty acids, or vitamin D, are pretty much, vitamin D is found pretty much by sun. So in your environment where there's no sun, these, you know, like whale, seal, salmon, all have rich omega-3 fatty acids, which really help.
My name is Tracy Gagneau, and I am the community sustainability organizer for the Sitka Conservation Society, and I coordinate the Fish to Schools program.
What did you hope for students to take away from the cooking class today?
I hope that they had a sense of connection to home and that they're excited about trying different foods and getting creative in the kitchen and just having an opportunity to actually cook and be hands-on, because I know that's something you guys don't get very much of.
My name is Trevor Wiseman, and I'm from Chifornik.
What's your favorite traditional food from home?
Baked bird with honey on it.
Why is that your favorite food?
Because my mom makes it, like, so tasty.
Do you have anything else to add, Tracy?
I want to give a shout out to you, Chanel Afghan, for being such an amazing facilitator and getting fish to the school. I think Mount Edgecombe needs to know that you are an incredible asset to this student body. So thank you for making this all possible.
That's silly. Okay, I think that concludes the interviews for right now.